Okay, in this week's parasha, we have the pasuk of V'yosisa es hakroshim la'mishkan atzei shitim oimdim. Atzei shitim, which stand tall. If you build a log house, you don't take logs and stand them up. You take the logs and they lie down horizontally, one on top of the other, until you build a structure. So it's an incredible chiddush. When the Torah tells the Klal Yisrael to build a mishkan, Hashem was going against convention. The normal way you build a structure is the wood is horizontal, not vertical. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded Atzei Shitim Oimdim. So Chazal, the Gemara Masech, the Sukkah, takes this pasuk and elaborates. The first thing the Gemara says, the first Maimah Chazal is, Omar, it's a halachic principle. There's halacha and there's agada. Everything that we learn from this pasuk, we learn many layers. The pasuk can be interpreted in many ways. The first thing is a dvar halacha. Omar Chizkiya, Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Kol Hamitzvos Kulon Ein Odom Yotzei Ela Derech Gidi Losan. Every mitzvah that one does, the proper way to do the mitzvah has to be the way it grows from the ground. Gidi Losan. Shenemar Atzei Shitim Oimdim. This pasuk that's said in reference to the Mishkan is critical for everything. It penetrates, permeates all areas of halacha. All mitzvos must be done oimdim. The object, not the person. The person standing or sitting, that's another issue. We're not discussing that at this point in time. When you do a mitzvah, should you sit, should you stand? Most mitzvos, we do birchas hamitzvos, we generally stand. Unless it's a mitzvah like eating, which we sit. Like achilas matzah, you never saw someone get up and make the bracha of achilas matzah when they were standing. But that's not the topic. The topic over here is the object of the mitzvah. Should the object of the mitzvah be in a position of standing or a position of lying down? So the Mishkan, it stood still. It was oimdim. From this we learn not just the simple novelty that the wood should be standing. We also learn that all mitzvahs should be in the upright position. Now, before we discuss, I just want to throw in that the Gemara also presents other opinions on what the Gemara means. The second opinion was Dover Acher Shemamidin Es Tzipuyon. Another point. I'm not really clear what this means, but the beams they held up the plates. Now, I'm not sure what this means that way. I think what it means, Rashi getting quotes, what it means is you don't take liquid, you don't take molten silver and gold and pour it on top of the crushing. But instead you make plates. You should make plates of gold and silver, depending on what you, and these plates shall be nailed into the crushing. So when the pasuk says vitzipisa oisam zahav, don't make a mistake and think that you should dip the crushing into molten gold and it will be good glue. No, that's not what the Torah wants. The Torah wants it should be wood, and you should plate it. And when you plate it, you'll have to take nails and nail the plates of gold into the wood, so the wood, in essence, will be holding up the plates. It's a way of teaching you how to cover the crushing with gold. The third thing Chazal mentioned is... The third thing is Dover... What?
Wooden nail.
No. Okay, it's not clear. Maybe I'm not sure. It doesn't say what kind of males. Maybe wooden males. I'm not sure. Dover Acher Shemetam Avat Sivram V'Botal Sichuyon. Maybe you will think that the Kroshim are no longer in existence. That once the Mishkan was retired, it was put away. It was put away in the Geniza when they came into Eretz Yisrael and they built Mishkan Shiloh. The Mishkan was with them for 40 years in the desert and 14 years in Gilgal. When they came to Shiloh, it was retired. They put up walls of stone, so maybe it's no longer important, which would also indicate that it's not important for us to study the nature and all of the depth, the symbolism of the Kroshim. No, Hamalaymar Atzei Shitim Oimdim, we darshan Oimdim, Oimdim Lo Oilam Uli Olmei Oilamim, which has many different layers of interpretation, which means, first of all, it exists, it's just in Geniza. There's a medrash that says that when the Bayis Shlishi will be rebuilt, it will be revealed, the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it will be erected once again, and we will come, there will be a base medrash. There will be a koilel. who will have rights? Adopt the koilel. Who will have rights on the Mishkan, which will turn into a Beis HaKnes, Beis HaMedrash, in addition to the Beis HaMikdash? It's Oimdim Lo'ad Ulil Mi'olamim. But the deeper interpretation is that the lessons and the Musar and the Rayonos that come out of studying the Krushim and the Mishkan are forever. Even though the Mishkan was replaced with the Binyan of Shlomo HaMelech and the Binyan of the Bayis Sheni and ultimately the Bayis Shlishi, don't think that this is something which is not important to study, to learn, to understand. Because in the Mishkan that has been retired, only existed for 40 years plus 14, for 54 years, are the secrets of the world. Oindim lo'ad uli olmei oylamim. Three mahalchim in this shtikl gemara, the significance of the word atzei shitim andim. But let's now return to the first mention, the first halacha of Chizkiah, the inyan of the halacha of it has to be in this position that is standing. Now here the classic example of this is quoted, Rashi elaborates upon this gemara. And Rashi says, in reference to the halacha, yes, and the Chanan, that's one of them. That's the Gros says. The Sifrei Torah and Aron Kodesh are standing. Every object of mitzvah should be in a position of standing. A mezuzah, work backwards, a mezuzah. A mezuzah is machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So we make a pshara. But even though we make a pshara, except for Chabad, the ikur is it should be standing, it should be straight. We only, in other words, don't put a mezuzah on a 45 degree angle. Many people make that mistake. They think that the mezuzah should be on an angle. They make it on a perfect 45 degree angle. That's not the common minhag. No, the common, it, just a little tilt. You give a little cover to, I think it's to Rabbeinu Tam. Is Rabbeinu Tam that's on that should be lying down? You acknowledge Rabbeinu Tam, you do a little bit. But the ikur is like Rashi, it should be standing straight. So look, Chabad disagrees. Minhag Chabad is they put it on mamish on a 45 degree angle. If you go look at a Chabad house, that's the Mesorah in Chabad. You put the mezuzah. They put it what? They put it flat. What do you mean?
No, straight.
Right. So straight. That's the sheet of Rashi. This that we have a minhag to put on a slant. It's a slight slant to acknowledge that Rabbeinu Tam says it should be flat. It's a compromise. When you come into a bias, shalom bias requires compromise. Okay. Now, but let's go to something interesting. Now, what is really the deeper meaning of the pasuk of Atzei Shitim Oimdim? So it's not really so simple. Let me read for you what it says over here. This is the issue. From Rashi, someone in Medayik and Rashi only in the Krushim, you cut down a tree. And we know that the Krushim were taken from Yaakov Avinu. Is there a Hakpada that the Keresh, the part that was originally the lower part attached to the ground, should be on the bottom, and the part that was high up where the branches came forth, where there were leaves, should be on top? Maybe when the pasuk says Oimdim, the only thing that the Torah is makbid on that it should be vertical and should not be horizontal. But once you have the Keresh standing in a vertical position, it doesn't make a difference if it's right side up or upside down. I'm assuming that you can figure out, when you look at a Keresh, which is the upper portion, which is the lower portion. Is there such a hakpada that the Kerashim should be right up or down? Now, in fact, we always know that when it comes to matters of spirituality, it's always down first, like the letters of the Aleph Beis. Is it Aleph Beis or is it Tuf Shin? What's really the first letter of the Aleph Beis? So we start with Aleph. But on Shabbos, the acronym is Tikanta Shabbos Ratzisa Karbonoseha. And some want to suggest that the real order of the Aleph Beis is starting with Tuf Shin Reish Kuf. It's just that when that Hashem sent down the letters, Hashem sent down the first letter into the world Tuf, and then sent down the Shin, then sent down what?
Pop-up stack.
So from our perspective, we are on the opposite spectrum of creation, so we see it from Aleph, the top is Aleph. But from Hashem's perspective, it's tough. So there's a lot of logic to say that the Krushim, they're Oimdim, it should be vertical, but maybe, where is the Shoresh of the Keresh? The Shoresh of the Keresh is in Shemayim. Because the Mishkan is Kula Ruchni. We're using physical objects to make a Mishkan. But the trunk is the earth. But in the spiritual building, the Shoresh, the trunk, is really the top, because it comes from Shemayim. So one can argue, and in fact there could be some opinions that say Oimdim just means it's vertical.
You're not carrying the roots.
What?
You're not carrying the roots. Okay. You've got to cut it off at the stem.
stuff.
Right, no, so you cut it off. Now you create a beam. When you take this beam, which is obviously a very whole...
You can tell the top and the bottom.
Okay, but it's flat, even though you can tell the top and the bottom. So the question is, when it says Oimdim, what is the Taurus Hakpada? Is it just that it should be vertical? But when it comes to which is right side up, upside down, that it doesn't make a difference. And I'll tell you, in fact, you can argue that when it comes to the Mishkan, you can make an argument, Pumfar Karen, you should have it upside down. Because the Mishkan is the place of the Hashuah Sashrina, and just like there's precedent for this, when it comes to Shabbos, the Musaf of the Musaf is Tikanta Shabbos Ratzisa Kabbalasecha. The Mishkan is a makom of the school of Shabbos, so it should also be from the top going down. It should be upside down, because that's in spiritual matters, that's generally the approach. Or no. Some say this is exactly what Chizkiah says. This is exactly the point. Oimdim, it has to be derech gidi lasan. Derech gidi lasan means where is the ikar, is the bottom and the top, even when it comes to the mission. So this indeed is a machlekes and the mefarshim. Exactly, you have the yukim and different. Exactly what Rashi means is not exactly clear. Other Rishonim are explicit. The Rashbam and the Sepurno, Rabbeinu Bechaye, they make it. They're the ones that are not so clear. I'm sorry. It's not so clear. Now, by the way, one other thing I want to point out is that the parish of the Das Zakenim, it appears, says when the Torah says Atzei Shitim Oimdim, the only Hakpada was don't go out into the forest and take trees that have already collapsed. In other words, you need crushing. So you go out into the forest because they're rotted. Fresh. The Torah demands that it should be fresh. No recycling. Exactly, no recycling. When it comes to the Mishkan, perfect. No recycling.
Yeah, it was 2 years old, at least.
What?
When they were in the Mishkan, there was 2 year old trees already.
Well, that's nothing.
They cut it already.
Well, first of all, Chazal tell us the crushing. When you go to get, let's say your carriage was damaged, and you need to get new carriage. Don't go into the forest. Oh, lucky day! There was a hurricane. There was a tornado, and a tree collapsed. So we'll take from this tree. We don't have to go bother chopping it down. No, you have to go oimdim. Atzei shitim oimdim. When you go out into the forest to take wood, you have to go cut down fresh. Fresh, exactly, no recycling. Don't use recycled materials when it comes to the building of the Mishkan. Okay. So oimdim either means vertical. It means it has to be No recycling. But who says it has to be from the trunk? Whoa. Is on the bottom. So in Achnami, however, many Rishayim do say that he. I don't have all the details over here, but there are some Rishayim that explicitly go to the effort of telling us that what the Oimdim means, the trunk is on the bottom, and the branches, the portion of the keresh, the branches on the top. Exactly. So let me read you over here, Rashi. Rashi over here on this Gemara says, "Kol mitzvos, all mitzvos." I'm reading you the words of Rashi. Maskir. Here's the quote of Rashi. Here. Rashi besuka daf mem hei amibes perish kol mitzvos kulon kugoyin. Kugayin, he gives an example. The Karshe HaMishkan, the Amudim, the pillars that surrounded the courtyard, the Lulav, the Hadas, the Arava. What did Rashi leave out?
Yes.
Esrog. Ein Adam Yoitze Ela Derech Gidi Lasan. Hatachtoin Lamata, the Elyon Lamala. So all of the commentators, they jump on Rashi. Why did he leave out Esrog? And indeed, we halacha l'maisa hold that if you take the dal l'minim upside down, you're not yoytzei the mitzvah. And that is why, indeed, it says in Shulchan Aruch that when you make the bracha should be made over l'asiyasan. The ideal thing to do is to turn the esrog upside down, and you make the bracha, and then you turn right side up. How come Rashi leaves out esrog? From Rashi leaving out esrog, it would seem to indicate that Rashi holds that the esrog indeed can be upside down. So this is the big issue with the esrog, because the esrog, even though the esrog, it starts out with the ukits, the stem on the bottom, and the pitim on top. The mitzias is, if you go out to an estrog farm, once the estrog begins to develop, it gets heavy. Due to its own weight, it cannot be supported by the stem and it topples over. So in an estrog farm, in an orchard where they have estrogim, all of the estrogim are upside down. So therefore, there are rishonim that hold that lichatchila, you can be yotzei the mitzvah of estrog holding it what we called upside down. Because then that's the way it grows. And since that's the way it grows, that is called Derech Gidilosan. Who says it has to be the way it starts out? When it starts out, it's way too early. That's not called Chanota. That's not called Matshas Isser. It's Machlokes in the Mishnayim. The Mishnayis is the Eshek Shavu Le'ilon Begimel Drachim Medal Drachim. That's not the way it goes. It tumbles over. Halacha L'maisa, we paskin Derech Gidilosan by Eshek also refers to the way it starts out growing. That itself is a very limited Musar. The Iker is the Has. How you mekayim the mitzvah at kdekach, and Rashi, it's a bit mysterious. Rashi's sheet is not exactly clear because Rashi deliberately left out Eshrig when it comes to the Derech Gidilosan. Now, Shaila is, what about sideways? Let's say you take the lulav and Eshrig, or you hold the Eshrig sideways, or you hold the lulav and lulav sideways, or you shake the lulav sideways. So this also is a big machloikis with Shainim. When it says Derech Oimdim, does Oimdim mean only to exclude 100% upside down? What is the taich of Oimdim? Oimdim means straight up. Lafuke upside down is no good. But if it's on a side, it's horizontal, maybe that also qualifies as Oimdim. Standing. It's as long as it's not upside down.
So when you're in bed, you're standing?
This is the question. So this also is machloikis v'shem. If you take the dalim, you take the eshrog, you hold the eshrog sideways. I take the lulav and I hold the eshrog sideways. Let's say you make the bracha. You're supposed to make the bracha over the asiyos. You have to turn it upside down. Mamish, get nervous turning upside down. I'll just turn it sideways. Is that also qualified that you're no longer in the category of oimdim? This is an issue. Another very interesting issue is sukkah. This is sukkah, both the schach and the walls of the sukkah. Okay, the schach of the sukkah, we never fulfill this, since the schach is an achefta shel mitzvah, so the schach should always be oimdim. That's the mats you put on the sukkah, that's not the way they grew.
A teepee,
okay, in a chanami. But if you don't, so maybe that should be the requirement.
It's not on it. The new chomer was done.
Why not? The schach is a chefter shol mitzvah.
You have no mitzvah in building a sukkah.
Yes, you do. No, it's a chefter shol mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. Chizkiyah says, and here we learn every chefter shol mitzvah has to be in the chefter shol mitzvah that you use in the chayim mitzvah has to be oimed. So what about a sukkah? All the mats, all the bamboo poles, all of the types of schach we have are all horizontal. They're not oimdim. So some answer, this is a right to the case of the right, because when you have a tree, branches don't go straight. Once the tree gets to a certain point in the branch, they branch out sideways. That's the mitzias. So therefore, in the chanami, when you put the schach on top of the sukkah, this is horizontal, is indeed derech gidilosan. Bamboo is a problem, so maybe bamboo is not a muhudr to use for sukkah. A lot of the mats are made from bamboo. So according to this approach, it would not be muhudr, because since yilachatchil should be derech gidilosan, branches is derech gidilosan is horizontal, but bamboo is not. Bamboo is straight, so it's a problem. Halacha l'maisa, all the places across the board say there's nothing to talk about it. It's kosher because efshar be'inyan acher. Efshar. It's interesting. It's not necessarily EF sharp, but this is something to be aware of. Now, another very interesting shiloh. You'll need, right, you'll have to have small little pieces. You'll have to have small little mats. The price of schach will quadruple. It will cost $1,000 just for a teeny little teeny mat, because all of the schach will have to be oimed b'derech gidilosan. We never heard of this before.
You have to make sure that it's standing straight up.
Yeah.
You don't know. There might be downwards.
That's another chomra. So this is something. So this is. An interesting idea. Okay, now another topic of discussion. What about the walls of a sukkah? Okay, here's another shiloh. What about the walls of a sukkah? Do the walls of a sukkah have to be oimdim? Because that it's possible to do. When you have people who make a sukkah out of boards, so you can see the grain. You can see the grain in the grain. Is there a hakpada that the boards that you use to make the walls of the sukkah should be oimdim? So some will tell you, ridiculous. The walls don't even have to be made from wood. The walls can be made from metal, can be made from plastic, can be made fiberglass today. Who has a wood sukkah?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola plastic. So who says? So some of the commentators, he quotes the Rabbi Tezer, says it's not a kasha. Okay. If Yitaka not using the sukkah, using from plastic and metal and a chanami, so then there's no issue. But if you do choose to make the walls of the sukkah, the walls of the sukkah is the chefs of the mitzvah. You have to have at least two walls in the mashahu. There's no way around it. It's the chefshel mitzvah. So since we have a maimon chazal that tells us atzei shitim oimdim, it's a ferish of gemara. From here we learn every chefs of the mitzvah. The way you make high in the mitzvah is derech gidi lasan, and the walls, the schach, it's yefsha, okay, but the walls is possible, so l'chara, the walls should be made derech gidi lasan. Halach l'maiska, the paiskim say we don't accept this. Yeah. Like the crushim. Oh, like the crushim. So you, if you're extending it to the crushim, so just like the crushim was oindim, was derech gidi lasan, so don't take boards and put the boards horizontal.
Different numbers on it.
To make sure they're next to each other. So this is a discussion, halacha l'maisa, we don't pass like this, because since we legally passkin that since you don't even need to, you may use walls with material that is grows from the ground, you can use the walls anything, any synthetic, any artificial material. So the walls that if you do choose to use something which grows to the ground, they don't have any extra significance and status, and does not need to be standing. We don't accept such a chumrah. Okay, now other issues where this comes up is every mitzvah Shabbos on when you do borei minei besam, borei atzei besamim. So if you're using the cloves or whatever, you using something which is not shaykh, spices, whatever you have, then it's not shaykh. But there are people which actually use pieces of wood. They use hadasim, or they use other types of things they use for besamim. So there indeed, some of the poskim say that indeed, if you indeed use something which grows from the ground, you should be makbid to hold it standing up and not to hold it on the side. It's very interesting. When you make the bracha,
yeah.
The apple is not a chefs of the mitzvah. Apple is just a way for you to make a bracha. I don't think there is such a thing. I'm not aware this is that apple is a hakpad. The apple should not be upside down when you make a bracha. You never heard such a thing. But this at least is nageya halacha l'maisa when it comes to the besamim. Okay, there are some weird shilas. Somewhere so he quotes a shilas and Tshuva Sefer, where a person asked the Rav, if my Esther comes from Australia, my Lulav comes from Australia. Right, it comes from Australia. So Australia is the other end of the world. So there, L'chayra, I should have to hold it upside down. Because that's derech gidi lasan. It's ridiculous.
You stand upside down when you hold it upside down.
Okay, that's ridiculous. That far, we do not go. That far, we do not go.
They think we're, to them, we look upside down.
You think you pulled the bathroom?
Okay, okay, now another thing that comes from this pasuk, there's two more few minutes, another very interesting halakha that comes from this pasuk is are you allowed to cut down a fruit tree, or for that matter any tree, in order to be mekayim a mitzvah, to build a sukkah? And now in the case of there are two different examples. Number one is that I want to cut down the tree, a fruit bearing tree, to use the wood of the tree for schach. Or I won't actually use the wood of the fruit tree for sach. Oh, that's one shayla. Other shayla is I'm not going to use this for sach. It's in my way. I want to build my sukkah in this location. In my way, there's a tree which is hanging over the shade of the area. I want to go cut down the tree so I have a clear vision of the sky. So there's a very fascinating medrash. The medrash over here says that the reason why Hashem selected atzei shitim. Let's go back one moment. The kalim of the big of the Mishkan, the Mizbeach, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach. The kalim in the Mikdash, the Mizbeach Hazah, was made from wood. Those kalim that were made from Atzei Shitim, do they have to be built on them? It's a very different type of construction. Think about it. You're building the shulchan. Before you plate the shulchan with gold, you have a wood frame. There are wood legs. There's a wood frame, and there's a board on top. Does every single section of the shulchan and the mizbeach have to be designed where the wood is in there?
Well, what about the horizontal part?
Even so, you take a thick trunk of a tree, like you go to California, where they have, a tree that's very, very wide, and you take a slice, and that way the top of the table is oimdim. Machlokes Rishonim. It does not say the word oimdim by the mizbeach and the shulchan and by the mizbeach hazav. The only place where it says Asay Shitim Oimdim is only by the Kroshim. Do we learn from the Kroshim as a binyanav to all the Kalim that every single component of the Kalim, that's a very difficult job. That's not so easy to do. That every single part of the table, every single part of the Mizbeach, every piece of wood has to be Oimdim. You have to take large blocks of wood and cut them in certain ways to produce the Aron, or the Aron also, the Aron. All of these things would have to be Oimdim. So this is a Machlekes Rishonim. Some want to say that the only time you need oimdim is only on something which you take apart. The kroshim were unique in that they were continuously taken apart and put back together. I don't know what the svar is. When you take it apart, you put it back together, then the term is mapu that it should be oimdim. But on an object, a utensil that you never take apart, they never took apart the aron, they never took apart the shulchan, they don't take these things apart. If you don't take it apart, then there's no hakpon that it should be oimdim. Okay, that's a very interesting idea how far it went. Well, the bottom is different. Oh, the bottom, very interesting. So maybe they were. Maybe like you take a massive trunk of a tree, like in California, and you slice it, and you have a bat. Mm. Isn't that's a tremendous chiddush to say such a thing? It's not horizontal. Maybe that'd be one piece, but it wouldn't have. Would it support the whale? Derech Hateva, it would break. How they had some technique? They would go and they would be able to connect it. It shouldn't break with glue. I don't know. Maybe
if it was metzuka, then you could have held it together.
The tzib was gold. Gold is not very strong. Okay, so this is a very interesting idea. When you look at the models of the Mishkan, they show you the grain of the wood. Pay close attention. Is the grain of the wood in every single section of the Mizbeach and the Shulchan and the Aron, Mizbeach Hazav, Oimdim, or was it horizontal? Okay, going back to the next issue, the Medrash here says that really when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to make the Mishkan, he would have preferred that we should make the Mishkan from the wood of a fruit-bearing tree. That is why Arazim. We should use wood from a palm tree. We should use wood from a palm, from I don't know, the Shiva Saminim. There are many different types of trees which produce very high quality wood. Erez is not the only high quality wood. There's wood from fruit bearing trees which also is high quality wood. Hashem says, I don't want you to destroy a fruit bearing tree even for the purpose of building my Mishkan. Amazing chiddush. You would think you want the Eitz Chaim, the Mishkan should be built from wood that produces life. Eitz Erez does not produce fruit. Ilan Sarak.
You would lose the life.
Lose the life. So you would think that Kadosh Baruch would want that the Mishkan should be built from a type of wood that produces life, that produces fruit.
That's the opposite. Why destroy fruit? Oh.
So Hashem says, even for the Mishkan, I don't want you to cut down a fruit-bearing tree. Allah has kam v'kama, some want to say, that if it comes to doing a mitzvah, you have no right to cut down a fruit-bearing tree. You should be very, very careful not to cut down a fruit-bearing tree. Because look at the Mishkan. Is there anything in the world more valuable than the Kedusha of the Mishkan? Of course not. And yet even for this, Hashem says, better not. Better go use other types of wood. So certainly when you have an opportunity to go do a mitzvah, if you can find for yourself other type of wood, don't go if you have an opportunity not. When it's efshar b'inyan acher, halacha l'maisa, we paskin that you are allowed to chop down a fruit tree to do a mitzvah. That we do paskin. We even paskin allowed to chop down a fruit tree if the value of the wood is more valuable than the fruit. If you have a fruit tree and the fruit is not very valuable, and the wood is more valuable. So certainly when it comes to a mitzvah, there's nothing more valuable in the world than the doing of a mitzvah. That's priceless. So if you need to cut down wood in order to do a mitzvah, may ikar hadin, it is permitted. But if you have an opportunity to go through a little bit of effort and not cut down a fruit tree and even do a mitzvah, ma toivu ma nohin, don't take advantage, because look at the Mishkan. Mitzat sheni, look at the Mishkan. Look what it says in the Medrash. Hashem chose for the Mishkan dafka atzei arozim, and not fruit-bearing tree for the mitzvah.
The temporary
around the tree. So that was an extreme chumrah. an extreme chumrah.
Whoever was the owner of the property didn't want them to take the tree away. Okay,
it is an extreme chumrah. Okay, there is this.
Why should you build the shul then?
There is this. There is this opinion that it's a sakana. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says, even though it's mutter, even though technically it's mutter to cut down a fruit-bearing tree when you need it for the wood or for a purpose, it's still a sakana. It's still a sakana. Many people take this very seriously. They're extremely careful not to cut down fruit-bearing trees. And there's also another medrash which don't pass like that. You're not even allowed to cut down a non-fruit-bearing tree for no purpose at all. If you have a tree, a beautiful tree, and there's no fruit whatsoever, and you just want to, for fun, you want to have some target practice, and you want to chop it down, that is also a severe avera. A tree, even without fruit, is considered to be a dogma of chayim, of life in this world, ki adam eitz hasadeh. And the Medrash says you're not allowed to cut down for no purpose. There has to always be a purpose whenever a person cuts down.
Baltashas,
when there's fruit. By hunting the animal. Baltashas, when there's fruit. Here you have a tree, even that is not a symbol. Just to conclude with the famous Chazal, what?
A disease
tree is different. That's a sakana. The parks department come around. They take down all the trees. The chas v'shalom can kill people. They fall down and the tree falls down. Of course. Okay, just to include the famous Chazal, the Atzei Shittim. Where did the Atzei Shittim come from? It came from Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, Yosef sent him agolos. What did Yaakov Avinu load on those agolos? He loaded the crushing. He planted in Eretz Yisrael Atzei Shittim Oimdim. He cut these down and he says the day is going to come when the Klal Yisrael is going to build the Mishkan, and I want to prepare them. I want them that the wood should come from Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishkan. So this explains the famous Chazal. We all know this Chazal that Osid the Bate Kinesius the Bate Midrashos of Chutz Liaretz to be one day to be rebuilt, to be uprooted and brought to Eretz Yisrael. Today we have the technology. Today, if they really wanted for $1 trillion, the technology existed. They can take this whole building, and send it to Eretz Yisrael. They can do it. They just need $1 trillion. No, not piece by piece. They can cut down. They can cut in the ground. They can go down below bedrock, go down to bed, whatever they need to do, they can do. They don't have to touch one thing in this field. They want to do it. I mean, you have to shut down the whole city. You got to shut down the whole city. And you got to demolish all the buildings in the city. And you got to go on and build a boat. But the technology is available. The technology is available. The technology is available to take this building the way it is, all the farm on the shelves, to take the golden waiters and to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. So it's not so far fetched that the Chazal say, "Asidim the batei kinesius the batei midrashos to be nekar and to be brought to Eretz Yisrael." Why is that so? It all comes from the very beginning. The first space HaKnesses, the first space HaMedrash is the Mishkan. The Osuli Mishkan V'Shachanti B'Seichem. Every base HaKnesses is a Mikdash Ma'at. Where did the first base Mishkan come from? It was built with the wood of Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu cut down Arozim in Eretz Canaan, in Eretz Yisrael, and he sent it to Chutz Liaretz. And he sent it to Mitzrayim. And in Mitzrayim they went into the Midbar. And in the Midbar, they built the Mishkan with the wood of Eretz Yisrael. And they travel 40 years in the Midbar, the 42 Masos. That is a mashal dugma for the entire history of Klal Yisrael traveling in Golus with all the Batei Kinesis, Batei Midrashos. And where is the material from? The material is coming from Eretz Yisrael. So it's just going back to its source. It's just returning. It comes back. This is where you come from. You always go back to where you come from. That's the Metzius in life. You go back to your Sherish. And since every Beis HaKnesses and every Beis HaMedrash is the Me'ein of the Shachanti B'Seichem, and every Mishkan was built with the wood of Eretz Yisrael, it's only natural that every Beis HaKnesses makes its way to Eretz Yisrael, to its Shoresh, where it truly comes from. Okay, we'll stop here.